Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a sliced old-school drum and bass edit with smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly. The big idea is simple. Instead of trying to build every sound from scratch, we're going to take one short sample with character, slice it into playable pieces, and turn it into a dark, gritty atmosphere that feels like a faded rave memory in an industrial room. Think dust, tape hiss, echo, and a little jungle edge. That's the target. Now, before we touch anything, let's talk about the kind of sample you want. Start with something that already has personality. A vocal shard, a rave chord, a synth stab, a tiny jungle phrase, a little loop from an old record, anything with a clear attack and some texture. You do not want a huge, busy loop with tons of low end. You want something small that can be chopped and reshaped. If it sounds a little worn already, even better. Drag that sample into Ableton and drop it into Simpler. This is where the magic starts. In Simpler, switch the mode to slice. For most beginner cases, slicing by transients is the easiest place to start. That tells Ableton to find the hits or phrase changes and split them into playable slices. Adjust the sensitivity until you get useful slice points. You want enough slices to create movement, but not so many that it becomes a mess. Once that's set, each slice can be triggered from MIDI. Open up a MIDI clip and start placing notes. Don't overthink it at first. Use a few slices across the bar, leave space, and listen for the mood. In this style, the gaps matter just as much as the notes. A single slice on beat one, then a delayed fragment later in the bar, can already feel atmospheric. If you keep it sparse, it starts to sound like a ghost of a phrase instead of a full melody. That's exactly the kind of energy we want. Now let's shape the slices a little. In Simpler, keep the attack short, usually near zero, so the slices hit cleanly. If you want them more percussive, keep the decay short too. If you want more wash, lengthen it a bit. Release can stay short to medium. Also, if you want a tighter, more focused feel, keep the voice count low. If you want a slightly smoother layered texture, you can raise it a little. A really useful trick here is pitch. Try lowering the slices by an octave or by 7 semitones to pull them darker and more haunted. If you duplicate the track and pitch the copy differently, you can build depth very quickly. One layer can sit lower and darker, while another sits a bit higher and more eerie. That contrast makes the atmosphere feel bigger without needing a ton of extra sounds. Now let's build a simple effects chain. A solid starting order is Simpler, then EQ8, Saturator, Redux, Auto Filter, Echo and Reverb. You do not need to max out every effect. The goal is to color the sound, not bury it. Start with EQ8. This is where we clean up the sample so it sits better in a drum and bass mix. If the sample has muddy low end, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. If it sounds boxy, make a gentle cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs a touch more presence, you can add a small boost in the upper mids, but keep it subtle. The main thing is to clear space for the kick and sub. Next, add saturator. This helps the sample feel denser and more club ready. A little drive goes a long way here. You do not need extreme distortion, just enough to add harmonics and grit. Turn on soft clip if you want it to feel a bit more controlled. This is one of those small moves that makes the whole thing feel heavier. After that, add redux. This is your digital grime button. Use it lightly. A bit of bit reduction or downsampling can make the sample feel worn, like it came off a battered tape or an old sampler. Keep the dry/wet moderate, because if you overdo it, the sound can get too crushed too fast. We want character, not pure destruction. Now bring an auto filter. This is where the atmosphere starts to move. A low pass or band pass filter can give the sound that smoky, tucked in feeling. Add a little resonance if you want some edge, and then automate the cutoff slowly over 8 or 16 bars. Slow filter movement is a huge part of this vibe. It makes the sample breathe instead of just repeating. After that, use echo to create ghost tails and depth. Try dotted eighth, quarter, or eighth note timing depending on the groove. Keep feedback moderate. Roll off some highs and lows in the delay so it sits behind the dry sound instead of fighting it. You want the repeats to feel like they're bouncing around the room, not taking over the entire mix. Then add reverb. This is where the warehouse opens up. Go for a darker reverb rather than a shiny one. Longer decay can work great here, but keep the dry/wet under control if it's on the insert. Honestly, for most cases, a return track is better. That way you can send different amounts of the slice layer into the same space and keep the mix cleaner. So create a return track and call it warehouse verb. Put reverb on it, then EQ8 after it. High pass the reverb return around 200 Hz so it doesn't cloud the low end, and low pass it somewhere around 8 to 10 kHz so it stays dark and smoky. If needed, add a compressor or glue compressor to keep it smooth. Now, when you send your slice track to that return, the sound starts living inside a room instead of just sitting on top of the beat. At this point, your sliced sample should already have a vibe, but we can make it feel even more like a proper drum and bass atmosphere by adding motion and layering. A nice extra layer is a very quiet noise bed, like vinyl crackle, tape hiss, or room tone. Keep it subtle and high-pass it so it adds air, not clutter. You can also add a low drone underneath, maybe with operator, wave-eatable, or any simple synth. Hold a dark minor note quietly under the slices and filter it down. That gives the whole thing tension. If you want even more energy, add a breakbeat or a simple rolling drum pattern underneath. This does two things. First, it gives the chopped sample something to lock to. Second, it makes the atmosphere feel like it belongs in a tune instead of floating alone in space. In old school DNB, the atmosphere and the drums should feel connected, like they're moving through the same room. If the slice layer starts fighting the drums, use sidechain compression lightly on the atmosphere. You do not need huge pumping, just enough for the drums to breathe through. Another easy fix is simple EQ carving. If the kick and sub need room, cut a little more low end from the slice layer. That usually solves a lot. Now let's talk about resampling, because this is a really powerful move. Once your effect chain sounds good, record the processed audio to a new track using resampling. Then chop that recorded audio again if you want. This is great because it bakes all the effects into one unified texture. It can sound more natural and more finished than stacking endless live effects. A lot of the time, the resampled version has a stronger personality than the original. As you're building, remember a few beginner-friendly rules. Start with one strong slice sound, not a huge full loop. Keep the note lengths short if things feel messy. Use velocity to make some slices feel like distant ghosts and others feel closer. And commit to one main movement, like filter cutoff or reverb send, instead of automating everything at once. Less chaos usually sounds more professional here. For arrangement, think in sections. A simple 8-bar intro might start with just the filtered atmosphere, then bring in the slices, then add the drums, then open the filter and let the tension rise before the bass enters. If you want a breakdown, strip things back, leave only the chopped sample and delay tails, then slowly rebuild energy. Right before the drop, a short silence or reverse reverb swell can make the impact hit much harder. Here is a good practice structure if you want to follow along. Find a 1 to 2 second sample with character. Load it into simpler in slice mode. Program 4 to 8 slice triggers total. Add EQ 8, saturator, and echo. Send it to a dark reverb return. Add a basic breakbeat underneath. Automate the filter over 4 bars. Then resample the result if it starts to sound special. That's enough to build a real smoky warehouse loop. If you want the atmosphere to feel even more alive, make 2 versions of the same slice layer. Keep one dark and muffled, and make the other a little brighter or more delayed. Blend them quietly. You can also create a reply layer by taking 1 or 2 slices, pitching them down, and placing them later in the bar as a response. That call and response feel is very jungle, and it adds a human touch. One more thing. Don't be afraid to let the atmosphere degrade over time. Slowly increase bit reduction, resonance, distortion, or reverb send as the section develops. That makes it feel like the sound is collapsing into the room, which is perfect for this style. And if you want groove, nudge a few slice notes slightly off the grid or apply a little swing. That imperfect movement can make the chop feel much more alive. So to recap, the workflow is this. Choose a sample with character. Slice it in simpler. Play it with a simple MIDI pattern and leave space. Shape it with EQ, saturator, redux, auto filter, echo and reverb. Send it to a dark warehouse return. Add drums, sub, and maybe a drone. Then resample and refine. That's the whole vibe. Controlled chaos, smoky space, gritty motion, and just enough rhythm to make the room feel haunted and heavy. Once you get this working, you can use it for intros, breakdowns, transitions, and tension layers all over your drum and bass projects. If you're ready, the next step is to build your own 4-bar loop and really listen for that dark, dusty, warehouse feeling.